Hi, this is Steve Chandler. First of all, I want to talk about a comparison and a distinction, a contrast between two ideas. One idea is the how-to, and the second idea is the want-to. Now, I've done a program about this called The How-To Versus the Want-To, and this was an audio program that's available to you through my website, and it's been one of the most popular I've ever done. There's a professional football coach, head coach of an NFL team who loves it and plays it for his people, and many, many other people love it. And I'll tell you why I think it is so popular. Most people believe that what's missing in their lives is the how-to. When they come to me for coaching, they often say, I want this, but I don't know how to do it. I want to succeed at this, but I don't know how. I would love to have this happen in my life, but I don't know how to make it happen. I'd like to be a successful coach, have a six-figure income. I don't know how to do that. And there are people who want to start a business. I want my business to be profitable. I don't know how to make it profitable. And what they believe is missing is the how-to. What's really missing, however, is the want-to, the desire, the focus, the commitment, the willingness to book time, devoted, focused, uninterruptible time toward that thing that they say they don't know how to do. Because the how-to is everywhere. The beautiful thing about living in the age that we live in is that the internet is everywhere. And we can find things on the internet about anything. How to do this, how to do that, how to be a great singer. You know, now I do a lot of singing and guitar playing, and there are tutorial YouTubes about how to play just about any song on the guitar and how to play it many different ways. And there are people who simply put the how-to out there for you. So the how-to is not really missing. You can always get a great coach to teach you how to do anything. Really, there are hundreds of thousands of coaches in the world right now who can coach you in how to do just about anything you can think of. So that's not what's missing. What's missing is the time warrior in you. I said warrior, not worrier. Time warrior in you that carves out with a sword, devoted, dedicated, uninterruptible time for what it is you want to achieve. That's the secret formula that people do not do, and I call that the want to. Now, when we can increase the want to, it always shows up in time devoted. If I want to paint my house, it will show up as time blocked out for painting my house. It's a really simple formula. If I want to write a book, it shows up on my calendar as time blocked out for writing my book. If I want to have a better relationship with my teenage daughter, that shows up as time blocked out to be with her and listen to her. So that's really what's missing when people aren't achieving things. They can't see it, and they believe that what's missing is the how-to, some secret method that they don't know. But that's always there. The steps to get from A to B to C are there. You can study them. You can find them on the internet. So now the question becomes, how do we access that want to? In other words, how do we put time in the calendar? And that's the most important part of achieving anything. And so that's what this program's about. It's about two very curious opposing ideas. Ideas that most people have connected called testing versus trusting. Most people believe that those two things are intertwined. I need to trust something before I test it. I need to trust that this will work before I give it a fair test. And what I'm saying is, when people learn to drop the trust part of that equation, they accomplish things so much faster, and they really have fun in life. So that's the point of this audio program. Let's take a look at how much fun it would be, and let's be willing to test what life would be like if I dropped the trusting part and I just started testing things. Now, again, I'm drawing on the experiment that I call my own life. In other words, what has worked for me and what really did not work for me in life? That's where I go first to find what I teach coaching clients and audiences and groups that I've worked with and companies I work with. I use my own life as the ultimate experiment. And then secondary is my use of the experiences of my own coaching clients over the last 15 years and what works for them. And so I want to tell you what they often tell me at the beginning that keeps them from the life they want. They will say, well, I guess I just have to trust that the method that you recommended for getting clients or finding a new romantic relationship or starting a business or being successful where I work, I guess I'll just have to trust that that would work for me. I guess I would just have to trust that. I'll have to trust it. And what I say is, no, please don't trust it. Because your belief that you have to believe in yourself or that you have to trust something is really poor time management. Because what you're doing actually is you're adding a task to your to-do list that you don't need to add. You don't need to figure out how to trust something before you move on to the testing phase. And most people do that. Most people stop themselves. Like, I don't believe it would work. I don't have enough desire for it. I don't have enough passion. I don't trust it yet. I guess I have to be more of a believer before I start this program. And so they're all hung up on all these very sentimental, emotional ideas. So what stops them from succeeding is sentimentality. Sentimentality showing up as things like believing in yourself, believing in a process, trusting this, wishing, hoping, confidence, all these romantic concepts that stop us. We believe they're necessary. I guess I really have to believe in myself in order to move forward and be a good salesperson. I guess, well, maybe not. Maybe not. In fact, if I'm coaching you, I want you to cross that off, that you have to trust something first. I want you to cross off believe in myself as something you need to do today. I want you to cross off trust my sales process that you're going to try out. Trust that it'll get me sales and money. Cross that off. Now look at how simple your day has become. You no longer have to trust something before you do it. Now all you're going to do is test it. So that's what this is all about. If we can have that be a policy, yes, I'll test it. Do you trust it? Who cares? That's not relevant. You're getting all sentimental on me. If I can take that approach, I'll succeed. Now, when you were a little baby, you didn't have to trust that walking would work, that you would learn to walk like grown-ups walked. You didn't have to trust that to test it. And so you stumbled around and you staggered around and you fell and you giggled and you fell and you cried. But then you got back up and you stumbled a while more and finally you were walking. There wasn't really a trust in there that you had to master first. There was a willingness to test. Now, as you got older, you saw that your friends were riding bikes in the neighborhood, and your brother and sister had a bike, and they rode it, and so everybody had a bike. But the more you looked at a bicycle, the more you saw that it didn't seem to make sense that these two wheels would hold you up. It sure looked like you would just tip over if you got on the bike, and so you get up on the bike, and it tips over, and you fall. Now, you don't have to learn to trust that the bicycle will hold you up in order to ride it. All you have to be willing to do is test it. And I know when I learned to ride a bike, I didn't trust it at all. So my mantra was, this will never work. This will never work. Or, I don't see how this could work. Or, it might work for others. I don't think it'll work for me. By the way, those thoughts are fine. Most people think, if I think that about my sales process, about my seeking to find a soulmate, about anything I'm up to, if I think that, I'm really in the soup. I'm in the sink. I'm in the drink. I'm in bad shape because I don't trust this. I don't believe it'll happen. And I know that if I don't believe it'll happen, it won't happen. Well, that's not true. Because think back to when you learned to ride a bicycle. My thoughts and most people's thoughts were, this won't work. How can it hold me up? It's not working for me. I don't know how to do this. And yet you got back on the bike. It's really funny how children do that. They get on the bike, they fall off the bike, and what do they do next? They get back up on the bike. Now, a grown-up in a similar situation with a similar thing they're trying to learn how to do, they get on the bike, fall off the bike, sue the bike company, or they join a support group with other people who have fallen off bikes, and they meet every Wednesday night and share their stories about what victims they are and how horrible it was to get their hopes up about riding a bike and all they did was fall off when they tried it. That's what grown-ups do. But a child gets back on the bike. And the reason the child gets back on the bike is the child doesn't have any of that sentimentality in the brain that says, you have to believe that it'll work. You have to trust it. Failure is embarrassing and something you shouldn't put yourself in the face of. You shouldn't expose yourself to public failure for any reason, ever. And so therefore, be careful. Don't even try to ride a bike until you can believe that it'll work. The child gets back up on the bike because the child is simply testing, not trusting, not even caring about trusting, but testing until, look at me, I'm riding. And then soon after, look, Ma, no hands. So that's interesting. Now look again at something else. A child learning to swim sees people in the water swimming. It looks fun. I'd love to learn how to do that. But you know what? When I put a stone in the water, it went right to the bottom, and I weigh a lot more than the stone. So you ask me if I trust that the water will hold me up? No, I don't. In fact, I don't believe it'll hold me up. I don't see how it could. Here, let me show you. Here's a stone, okay? It might weigh as much as a pound. I put it in the water and it goes right to the bottom and dies. Now, how can I, who weigh so much more than the stone, get in the water without sinking to the bottom? So I might even go out there, get in the water, and look, I do sink down. This is frightening. Now, here's what happens. Sometimes with the help of a swimming teacher, sometimes with the help of floaties, sometimes with the help of this or that, I start to test this thing called swimming. And I try it, and I test it, and I test it, and I try it. And after a while, it works for me. Now, it worked through my willingness to test, try. It doesn't work because I figured out how to trust it. And it doesn't work because I learned how to believe in myself, or I learned how to believe in the water, or I learned how to believe in the universe that made the water. All these things get in the way of me achieving things. And yet, most people that I work with and coach, they think these things that get in the way, these are the most important things in the whole world. They think these are the things that are the way. These are the things that are prerequisites that I must have before I proceed. So you'll notice there's not a lot of proceeding going on from these people. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of passivity. There's a lot of regret. There's a lot of disappointment in life. There's a really big sense that my life isn't working for me. Now, notice that you've probably never heard a child say to you, my life isn't working for me. I mean, that would be in a funny Peanuts cartoon or something like that. But a real child testing, trying, failing, exuberantly living life, it's a form of testing everything, will never have a sense that life is not working for me. There'll be a sense that life is just really amazingly exciting, frightening, exciting, pleasing, wonderful, but never not working for me and never just overall disappointing, not until they get older. And when they get older, they start learning all these new ideas, like here's what you need to believe about yourself before you can do something, and here's what you need to trust. So often, with highly intelligent, even by normal standards, very successful clients of mine, when I give them a new strategy or a possibility or a recommendation or an option for some action steps to take that work for others, they shake their heads and say, well, okay, I guess I'll just have to trust that this will work for me. So I say to them, no, you don't have to trust that it'll work for you. All you have to do is be willing to test it. That's all I'm asking, is test it for a while. And if you're willing to test it and stay in action, testing, 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 then you'll have the same results that other people do who are willing to test and stay in action, like a child. But most people won't do that. Most people believe they have to trust something or someone before they can do anything. And that very trust that they think is missing is what's holding them up from really enjoying life. So my recommendation when people learn a new how-to is to test it over and over instead of trying to figure out how to trust it. I'll give you an example of that. This doesn't matter if you're a coach to hear this example. But I have a coaching school that isn't to teach you how to be a coach, but it's to teach you how to have a prosperous practice and be a good business person and get clients and serve the clients and be extremely prosperous while doing so. And inside the school, I've got two very powerful faculty members who have systems and methods and strategies for getting clients that are proven to work and that are beautifully taught and that, when practiced, really do work for people. There is no trusting involved. Yet, people prior to coming to the school, they read up on these strategies and options and systems for building their practice. And they say to me, I guess I'm just going to have to trust that coming to this school will work for me. And I actually say, you know, you don't. I'll tell you what the experience is of people who've been to the school. Those who practice, test the disciplines in the school, succeed. And you can come practice and test, or you can come bite your nails and wonder if this will work for you. But it's like going to the gym and pulling up a lawn chair and watching everyone working out, watching people swim, watching people on the machines, and just learning how to work out without testing and going in there. It's the action that moves people forward. It is not learning to trust that action would move me forward. It's not that. So just as you learned how to ride a bike and you learned how to swim, you can do anything if you're willing to consistently test methods until you're at the level of mastery you want to be. And trusting has no place in it.